invitation came. The news that was delivered has delivered me. Here I am, covered by grace at the table of a king. The news that was
WCGW, Nicholasville, the Eagle 93.3 FM and 770 AM, a Christian Broadcasting System station.
Hi, and welcome to Focus, a public affairs presentation of Christian Broadcasting System. I'm your host, Megan Jordan, and I have with me today Rob. Rob is a certified athletic trainer at UK Sports Medicine. Rob, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
It is so great to have you. This is your first Focus interview with us, correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking the time. We are discussing something that we have actually never discussed on Focus before, which is youth sports safety. It's not something that I've ever had an opportunity to interview anyone about, so I certainly appreciate your time. I know that the warmer months are coming, and sports are, you know, big all year round, but especially in the summer months when kids want to enroll, you know, in intramural, you know, summer activities and sports coming up for the school year. You know, one of those things is injuries. They happen. And, you know, sometimes they're severe and sometimes they're not. It's just something to look out for. But in your experience, how often are kids getting injured when they're playing sports?
Unfortunately, it's becoming more and more common. And I think the commonality of it all is the emphasis on organized youth sports and playing year-round the same sport. I think we've gotten away from youth playing sports to have fun and to get exercise and to develop relationships with their peers and to learn sportsmanship. I'm a firm believer that sports makes better individuals as they grow older because it teaches them discipline and accountability and developing relationships and things like that. So I think the way that we're going currently in youth sports right now is a downward trend and of those types of things because students in youth are getting pushed by their parents, their coaches, and things like that to concentrate on one sport throughout the year and to play organized activities. Gone are the days of kids in the neighborhood getting together and playing wiffle ball out the street or those sorts of things or playing basketball. I know when I was growing up, depending upon what season it was dependent upon what sport I played in the backyard.
Right.
So, unfortunately, I feel like those days are gone and that parents are looking for sort of organized club sports to enroll their student in throughout the year. And gone are the days of the unorganized activities that the youth can create and develop with their friends in the neighborhoods and at school, those sorts of things.
So we're seeing a difference here with parents getting in the mindset of, oh, if they're really good at this one particular sport, you know, maybe they can get into college on that or make a career out of that. So from what you're saying that we're actually seeing an uptick in the severity of injuries because they're so focused on one thing. Is that correct?
Definitely. We're seeing an uptick on overuse injuries. We're seeing an uptick on injuries that eventually require surgery. We're seeing an uptick on injuries that could have life-altering circumstances. You talk about ACL injuries and youth and those sorts of things. Unfortunately, we're seeing more and more youth tearing their ACLs and having ligamentous injuries and fractures that they shouldn't really be having. And a lot of that is related to just overuse types of injuries. The prominence of little leaguer's elbow and little leaguer's shoulder has become almost an epidemic with these youth that are playing baseball year round and throwing and pitching and doing those sorts of things. The problem is that these parents feel like this is an easy way for them to get to college. And unfortunately, that's probably less than 1% of these athletes are going to get their college paid for. And those athletes that do get their college paid for, it's probably less than 1% that are actually going to make it professionally.
Sure.
So that's what the real hard numbers that parents have to recognize and realize, that just because they're playing youth sports at 8 or 9 or 10 years old and you're thinking that Johnny's going to be a Division I athlete, those percentages are definitely not in your favor, and that they it's better to concentrate on their academics or those sorts of things to get their scholarship rather than sports, because unfortunately those scholarships are so hard to get these days and that they're so few and far between.
And we're talking about injuries that can, you know, unfortunately affect someone, you know, potentially for the rest of their lives, right?
Exactly, exactly. And God gave us one body, and once you injure that, the greatest surgeons in the world can do the best that they can do, but it will never be back to the way that God built us. So that's what's so unfortunate, that you have to recognize and realize that you only have one opportunity in this life to do those sorts of things. And if you take a bump in the road, or it's hard to get back to that normal or to that ground zero level.
Yeah. And, you know, you've already mentioned how, you know, overuse of certain ligaments or muscles can cause injury, because you're you know, using essentially the same group every single time, every single day, you know, for that same sport. Are there any, besides maybe playing some different sports, are there other ways to prevent some of those injuries? Is, you know, stretching before a game, is that enough?
I think that stretching is great. I think that a strength program that doesn't necessarily concentrate on getting strong, but to toning those muscles. And once again, playing multiple different sports, I think, is the most important thing, because you're incorporating different muscle groups in every sport that you're playing. And that's what's so important. It's good nutrition, good rest, good hydration, stretching, strengthening. Then you can even talk about the mental side of things is so important in youth today, of playing organized activities. So there's lots of, it's multifactorial on what we're doing here with youth sports. You can actually see radiographic changes. So on an x-ray of a young individual that has been pitching for an extended period of time on their elbow and their shoulder. And it's very unfortunate that those radiographs or those bones will never heal back to the way God created us. So that's what's so unfortunate, is that you do see those changes on x-rays of these individuals.
Wow. And how young are you seeing some of those differences?
Oh, we are seeing as young as 6 and 7 years old.
6 and 7.
Yeah, and it's very unfortunate when you interview the parents of their son or daughter that is injured. It's like, well, we're taking lessons 3 nights a week, and we're playing 2 other nights a week, and we're playing inside, and we're doing those sorts of things. And it's like, okay, when does the child have time to go play in the backyard or shoot baskets in the driveway or those sorts of things?
Yeah.
And they don't have time for that.
Wow.
And that's what's, it's gotten to be so unfortunate, that parents' lives revolve around taking their children to practices on a daily basis, 7 days a week. I'm a firm believer in that the Lord gave us the seventh day to rest, and that's what's so important is the rest side of things. Is active rest is important for the body to regrow and to repair itself weekly. And
yeah.
A lot of those things aren't happening in today's society, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'd love to explore that actually a little bit deeper. When you say active rest, what does that look like, and how long should we be resting?
Like I said, I'm a firm believer in at least once or twice a week of active rest, where they can distance themselves from the organized activities and play with their pets or go to the library or read a book or play a board game or do those sorts of things, interact with the family. The weather's getting nice, and go to the playground and have a picnic. We have lots of great areas in Kentucky that you can explore, that it takes you away from those organized sports activities. I'm the greatest sports person in the world. I love sports. My life has been developed on sports and taking care of individuals that are injured, but I'm also a firm believer in that there are other things in life other than organized sports.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for parents that are involving their child in organized sports. What are some of the, you know, maybe people or equipment or things that they should look for that would mean a safer environment for their kid?
So the big things is that make sure that they have the proper equipment. Unfortunately, we see that every day is if they're playing baseball, they don't have the right kind of shoes. Baseball cleats and soccer cleats are notoriously bad for the youth feet. There are overuse injuries called Sievers disease that I see almost every young male athlete that plays baseball or soccer, which is mean their heel hurts. It is basically their growth plate in their heel hurts to the point where it's from the stretching or the lack of stretching of their calves and their bones growing so fast that their heels hurt all the time. And baseball cleats and soccer cleats are notoriously bad for those because they don't offer the cushioning for that. You start seeing basketball shoes that aren't fitting right. Girls trying to wear boys' shoes, that's notoriously bad as well. Those sorts of things are big. Making sure that the big thing right now in soccer is that they don't like to wear their shin guards, or they wear tiny little shin guards. Shin guards are created for a reason, to protect that anterior shin or that anterior tibia from getting micro fractures or stress fractures or things like that. So the importance of the proper equipment is just paramount in those sorts of things. And in this day and age, if you're playing baseball or softball, I would be a firm believer in wearing a face shield, because if you're facing pitchers that are young, you never know where that ball's going to go, and wearing face shields to protect your face, because like I said, you only have one, and it doesn't take much to get hit in the face while you're batting. So I would incorporate those sorts of things as well. They make all sorts of equipment now that is protective, that is very important for the student to have to wear.
Yeah, absolutely. So making sure that you have the right equipment, making sure that you have a clear line and communication strategy when you know what to do if there is an injury with your child and who to contact, making an emergency action plan would be important, and making sure that you understand, you know, making sure that your child understands their body and understanding, you know, what is maybe hurting, what is has a continual hurt, and keeping track of that and not, you know, I guess writing it off as some parents can do, right?
Right. Now, and that's definitely important is listening to your body. That's the most important thing. Your body will tell you what's going on. And we always talk about that if your knee hurts or if your knee swells or something like that, that's your body telling you that there's something going on inside there that needs to be addressed. One other point that I wanted to make, too, that I failed to mention previously was when you're playing youth sports, it's important to have that emergency action plan, like you said. Know what's available at your fields, whether it be Little League or softball, Little League softball or baseball, soccer, basketball, those sorts of things. Making sure an AED is present, because that's what's so important, and that could save a life, is the prevalence of and prominence of having an AED available. Those AEDs have to be placed upon the victim's chest very quickly. They say less than 5 minutes or after they go down, they have to be placed on their chest. And there's been multiple occasions throughout the United States of youth league soccer players and youth league baseball players getting hit in the chest at that incorrect time where it causes the heart to basically skip a beat. And it's an electrical problem where their heart actually stops. There was an occasion about 3 weeks ago of a youth baseball player that got hit in the chest with a baseball and his heart stopped. Unfortunately, his mom was a nurse, knew that there was an AED at that Little League field, and doing CPR and putting an AED on her 7-year-old son, she said, is something that she'll live with the rest of her life. But fortunately, her son will still be there to live with her through this situation. So those are big things when you're playing in parks and travel ball and things like that, is knowing the availability of sports medicine professionals or AEDs or those sorts of things when you go to these parks.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we are just about out of time. Thank you so much for helping educate us. To all the parents out there, make sure that your kids have the right equipment. They're staying hydrated. They're getting plenty of rest. And if you can, play multiple sports. Rob, thank you so much for your time. This has been Focus, a public affairs presentation of Christian Broadcasting System.
From the WeatherBug Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jim Rinaldi. For this morning, a mostly cloudy sky, mostly cloudy today, the high near 80. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, the low 60. Sunday, sunshine, high 82. Mainly clear, Sunday night, low 62. Sunshine Monday with an isolated afternoon shower and thunderstorm, the high 82. Cloud, sun, a few showers and thunderstorms for Tuesday with temperatures near 80. There's your forecast from the Weatherbug Center at 7:70 a.m. and 93.3 FM, The Eagle.